You're listening to Tri-State's Public Radio News. The state budget mess is hurting Western Illinois University, and that pain extends well beyond the college campus. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
Jerry Tyson, with electric clippers in his right hand and a comb in his left, is doing something he's done since crew cuts were fashionable.
I started cutting hair in 1955. Haircuts were a buck, and went to work with my Uncle Les, and just a little country two-chair barbershop.
The times have changed. Tyson charges $19 now in his single-chair barbershop, aptly named The Barbershop. It's just off Macomb's Courthouse Square. Tyson estimates 30 to 40% of his customers are university employees or students. But as enrollment declines and Western workers get hit with layoffs or furloughs, Tyson's customer base is shrinking. Tyson says some of those laid off will probably leave town. Others might turn to a barber who charges less or get their hair cut less often. This takes money out of Tyson's pocket, so he just might spend less at other small businesses in town.
I suppose if my income's a little less, well, I probably don't go out and eat quite as often or need a new bow tie. I'll want it but don't need it, so I'll skip it.
And Tyson is seeing the trickle-down effect from more than one perspective. He serves on the McDonough County Board, which passed a sales tax increase last year to pay for road repairs. But if people are spending less, the sales tax is generating less revenue.
And you can't build roads if you don't have money. It's as simple as that.
Western's economic impact travels well beyond Macomb. Drive 30 miles north and you'll be in Monmouth, where Market Alley Wines offers high-quality wine, spirits, and beer, along with live music.
I do see lots of business from Western Illinois University employees, and I hope to continue to see that.
Owner Susan Skydema says her business is already feeling the pinch as Western cuts back on its workforce.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have a wine club, and we've already lost four people from our wine club that were laid off from the university or pending layoffs. So it definitely has an effect on us.
The economic worries expressed by Skydema and Tyson are not just anecdotal. They can be backed up by hard data from the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. The Institute, which is headquartered at Western, just completed a study on what the university contributes economically to the region and the state.
The economic impact of the university on the 16-county region in northwestern and central Illinois is over $500 million in economic output.
The Institute's Robin Hanna says that figure increases to $750 million annually if you take into account Western's statewide economic impact due to purchases made through the state's central management services. The study found Western's economic activity creates and supports more than 5,600 full and part-time employees in the state. That's a lot of people paying for a lot of haircuts, wine, meals, and other goods and services, and not just from small businesses. IIRA Director Chris Merritt says Walmart and other retailers in college towns make their purchasing decisions based on projected enrollment and staffing numbers at the local university. And if those figures are down,
there's going to be fewer people buying things. That means that they also will be adjusting to, well, maybe we don't have to hire as much. Maybe it's more part-time labor. And of course, that means less money in people's pockets.
There's also the impact of uncertainty. And while we didn't measure that and we didn't estimate the economic impacts associated with that, even though you have X number of employees, those employees know there might be X minus a number next year, and the future spending associated with that, you're not going to spend as much this year if you're concerned about where you're going to be next year.
The study also looked at the purchasing power of Western students. It found they spent nearly $41 million last fiscal year, and new WIU graduates entering the workforce added $57 million to the state's economy. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner says he wants Illinois to be economically vibrant, even tying his pro-business reforms to passage of a state budget. Here he is talking to the Illinois Chamber of Commerce a few months ago.
I'm a competitive son of a gun, and I believe in a strong, growing economy.
But businesses are not being made stronger as the nearly year-long state budget impasse chips away at public universities, which had already seen their state support get steadily cut for more than a decade. Yet Jerry Tyson is not getting worked up over it. Just as hairstyles have come and gone through the years, he's seen the state's economic climate go through ebbs and flows.
I have all the confidence in the world that this will be worked out. I really do. I know this is a terrible time for the university, and I have all the confidence in the world in our leaders, and I think we'll get this straightened out. But I don't think it's going to happen overnight.
And he believes there will be a lot of pain before the dust settles. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.